Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. Australia's Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has spoken to his deputy, Barnaby Joyce, who has tested positive for COVID-19 upon arrival in the United States. Mr. Joyce is in Washington, D.C., to work on the federal government's plan for new social media regulations, and he was previously in the United Kingdom before arriving in the US. It's believed that he contracted the virus while in the UK, but it's unknown whether it's the Delta or Omicron variant of COVID-19. Mr. Morrison says the Nationals leader is disappointed he won't be able to do his intended work in the US.
And he has been vaccinated. And what we do know already is that the vaccinations do have an impact on the seriousness of the disease.
New South Wales health authorities have recorded 8 new cases of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. The total number of active infections of this variant is now 42. On Thursday, the state reported 420 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and one death. A new coronavirus cluster has emerged in New South Wales. Health officials say 44 of the people who attended the Oxford Tavern have tested positive to COVID-19. Every state and territory in the country, except for Western Australia, has reached 80% vaccine coverage in those aged 16 years and older. Queensland and the Northern Territory are the latest Australian jurisdictions to achieve the COVID-19 vaccine milestone. Queensland's Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says there is still some work to do.
It's still a little bit patchy across the state. And so we have a message for some regions, especially the Gold Coast, where we would expect to see COVID cases first. On the Gold Coast, they're still sitting at 76.5% vaccinated.
More than 93% of people aged over 16 in Australia have received a first dose, and almost 89% are fully vaccinated. The Australian Federal Police is preparing to launch the next phase of its operation, which involves search warrants across the country. The first stage took 3 years and involved the Federal Bureau of Investigations. A law enforcement encrypted messaging service provided enough information to uncover more than 300 alleged criminals. Detective Superintendent Christy Scott says police have up to 160 alleged criminals on their radar.
We do this to keep Australians safe. That is our number one job. Transnational serious organised criminals, including outlaw motorcycle gangs, Asian organised crime and Italian organised crime, are trafficking drugs into Australia at an industrial scale because of the significant profits being made.
Overseas now, Denmark school holidays are set to start ahead of schedule due to high rates of COVID-19 infections. Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen is announcing the new restrictions. Educators are sending students from preschool to Year 10 home on December the 15th for an extended holiday. Dance clubs and other nightlife establishments are being shut down as early as this Friday, and concerts will be limited to 50 guests indoors. This is SBS News in Easy English. Thanks for joining us. I'm Stephanie Corsetti.